No, you, not that. No, it's rotten and that kind.
Well, now, this is what, because my mother made clabber.
She can't make it out of that.
I loved clabber when I was growing up, but now my milk,
oh, it's rotten.
My milkman has left me milk that was not good, and you open it and you just can't take it.
You, no, it's horrible. You can't even make, I made some biscuits the other night with some that was a little bit sour. And I thought, my goodness, you could even taste it in the biscuits. Never again. You didn't even eat any of that. Was Sheep Ham and me had some. You didn't eat any of those.
You remember the night that you said that biscuits weren't any good?
I know it, but I hadn't made those with, that wasn't sour milk.
I like biscuits that don't rise. I like cakes that don't rise.
I used to like biscuits that didn't rise.
That's the kind of cakes I like too.
I'm glad somebody
flat
else did.
Cakes, yeah.
Nothing is better than a good pound cake that didn't rise. The flat pound cake. Well, that cake. Oh, rise, right? I get to eat a lot of it. Oh! Oh, man.
Okay, let's see now. How about an apple dessert
that you bake in a deep dish? What comes to your mind? Apple cobbler. All right, now how do you make apple cobbler?
Well, you just make your, like you're going to make a pie, make you some, make a pastry and line your pan and cut your apples up over it and put your sugar and your butter and your spice and top it and put it in the oven and bake it.
Right, now, is an apple cobbler different from an apple pie?
Well, it'd be about the same thing.
I mean,
you make, a cobbler is made in a deep dish and a pie is made in a pie plate. That's the only difference in cobbler and pie.
Well, now, a cobbler, though, would still have, a cobbler would have the crust on top and the crust
right.
on the bottom, too.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay, what about, have you ever heard of apple dumplings?
Yeah, I've made apple dumplings.
Now, how are they?
Get her some, give her your glass. No, that's hot. Get her some ice.
Just where the ice just melting, it's
back. You make your pastry, and you core your apple. I believe you peel it. Yeah, you peel it and core it. And then you bring your, you put it in, set it down on your pastry thing. And you put your sugar. And I think I use maybe a little vanilla flavoring in my dumplings. And then you bring this up around the top of it. And you bake them. And then you serve them sauce. I've
they're
made them and they're,
like
yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, you can use whipped cream.
I never like anything made with apples.
I like to bake apples, or pears. I love to take pears and hard pears to bake.
Kind of hot fruit. You know, he wants it cold. Now he likes apple pie if it's cold.
I don't. I like a hot. If I eat apple pie, I want it when it's fresh baked, first baked.
Well, have you ever made something like this, say, with peaches or apples or maybe berries, where you cut strips of pastry and kind of mix them in with the fruit.
Yeah, that's the kind of dumplings you make. That's dumplings.
That's kind of like dumplings. That's dumplings too.
Yeah,
you
I
call
guess
it
so.
The same thing as when you wrap them. Okay. A sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding is
sauce.
Right, when I say sauce, do you think of it as always being sweet or the other kinds of sauce?
No, this sauce is like you use over vegetables.
All right, do you have any of those called dressings or dips?
No, I don't think of a sauce as a dressing or a dip. That's two different, three different things.
Okay, fine. Food you eat between your regular meals. Food that you eat between your regular meals.
Knickknacks, the children call it.
Oh, say it again, because it won't pick her up. If she says something you agree with, say it again, so it won't pick you up. Because when I get back, I won't remember everything.
Knickknacks.
Or you said she's
snacks.